quick rant while I remember. I've got to put my teeth in as well. Fucking £45 for a hat.
More in America.
They're 50 in America. Let's go! To go up and down. Never mind. Hello and welcome to the Punk Rock Skunk Podcast. I am your host, Ollie, and joining me this week...
Oh, it's me again.
It's Hells. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah. it's been a while.
Yeah.
Probably people didn't read the description that I put on the Ilvana episode, but unfortunately we never made it to Ramstein. That's why we didn't do a Ramstein episode. Family emergency.
Yeah.
Some good news and bad news. We're back for another show. We're back for another run. But
wait,
this is it.
Is that the bad news or the good news?
Well, the good news is we're done. This is it. This is our last run. We'll go more into it towards the end of it, but there's still shows coming up. But, yeah. I know we've said that we were not going to do this before, but this time it's real. This is it, people. Your last few episodes. So, let's go out with a bang. Tonight, we are in... Exeter.
So a whimper then.
Yeah. Okay. It's fizzled. And we are here to see Clutch, supported by some people. I don't know. I listened to them. I didn't really like them.
You see, you didn't do any research for this then, like actually remembering who the support bands are.
Tiger Lung and Green something.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we probably missed them anyway, to be fair.
Well, I don't know. The doors have only just opened, so we might have missed one.
Okay.
Right, so we'll be back.
So I suppose you're looking forward to Clutch.
Of course I'm looking forward to Clutch, that's why we're here. But then, as I said to you, I've looked, after every gig, Clutch post up a set list, and I've been looking at the set list, and I'm like, ooh, then the next night I'm like, oh no, they've missed out the ones I liked. Next night, ooh. So I think we might get a mixed bag tonight, but...
Well, everybody knows if you don't play your exact favourite two...
No, I've got four. Firebirds, Willie Nelson, X-Ray Vision, and Electric Worry. Oh, and maybe if they do Fortunate Son as well. Are you yawning?
Yeah. No, I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember who they were. I know the Willie Nelson one. And I know I've seen them at Download, but everything at Download merges in. And then I listened to them today and I was like, oh, God. I don't remember who they are now. So it bodes well. I'd probably like the support bands, if you don't like them, since we're like yin and yang, and chalk and cheese.
And you wonder why we're, not, if you want any reason or any thoughts to why we're not carrying on, this is one of them. Yes, we are splitting up. There it is, I've said it.
We're just pre-planning.
Yeah.
We're just hanging in there for the last couple of shows.
We've already got the tickets, so we thought, fuck it, we might as well stay together for four more shows. So you're with me, and I get Christmas presents, kind of. All right, so we'll be back later. Toodles. We've just seen the end of Tiger Cub. What did you think?
Well, we only saw like a song and a bit.
What did you think?
Oh, thought they were all right. They're a bit 90s.
They look very bored. I'm sorry, but that's that old cliche's been and gone. Come up with something new. You're not bloody Billy Corgan.
Yeah, but everything's going back round again. I'm shut up about Billy Corgan.
No, I just...
Have I just... Anyway, yeah. No, I thought they were right.
No.
That's the, like, 90s emo thing.
Yeah. The sound hasn't got any better in here, has it?
No. Not at all. It's that whole thing of, like, you can never hear the support bands here.
Yeah, the bassists were talking. Couldn't hear a word he was saying. Doing all right.
What did you think of it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
That's excellent summary.
Try my best. So I guess, come on, mate. Green Long.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like that for? Green Long, what do you think?
They're all right for about the first three songs, and then I zoned out.
A bit samey.
I don't think the sound in here helps. To be fair,
because like when they were just like talking, it was really loud. As soon as they were singing, it was like he had like a helium effect on his mic because he was just like really sounded like he was on helium.
Yeah. I like the optimism of the keyboardist that came on. Headbanging with a tambourine, and I was like, yeah, we can't hear that tambourine, like, at all.
Peter Sugar Bear on bass. Sugar Bear from Deadpool 2. You don't remember, do you?
No, I try not to.
Just the normal guy that he put in X-Force with the moustache and he's putting like sun cream lotion on. And when they were jumping out of the plane, he had to sit down on the back and Deadpool pushed him off.
I kind of remember, but remember, I'm not as obsessed as you are.
We'll have to watch him when we go.
No, we won't, no. So why did they say... He said, we swore we'd never come back after a gig in Tiverton or something.
I don't know. Maybe they had a dodgy thing in Tiverton. I was trying to think...
Whether it was at a festival.
I'm trying to think if they were at Frankfest either year, but I don't recall them.
I wondered that. So from London, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe they just thought Tiverton was like a big place, and then they got here and they were like, holy shit.
Maybe they just remember the joke about Tiverton.
Oh, maybe. Maybe everywhere they play, they do that joke, but just insert name here.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Happily sipping our lemonades.
Yeah.
It is a school night.
Yeah.
Fucking £2 a can.
You're such an old man.
Are we done? Is there anything else?
No. No, we're probably done, to be fair. Right.
Quick rant while I remember. I've got to put my teeth in as well. Fucking 45 quid for a hat.
More in America.
They're 50. They said they're 50 in America. I don't give a fuck. We ain't in America.
Does he mean $50, which is actually less than £45? Or is it now? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah, I was very selective on my my merch purchasing. What? I don't think I've paid more than 30 quid for a hat.
That's not true. The one with Viking horns, the Black Label Society.
I'm talking about a cat. No, that was 30 quid. The Black Label Society one was 30 quid. Because he was like, that 30 quid. I'm like, yeah. He said, I said, I can't fucking get one anywhere else, can I? Look, I'm in a money spending mood. I'm a download. Just give me it. But no, fucking 45 quid. Do this in the winter.
Bloody freezing.
Well,
at least we're not trying to get out of the car park.
That's true. Forgotten what I was going to start off with now, but yeah. So, clutch. How was clutch for you, old chilly, chilly girl?
Well, yeah, it went on a bit, but you know, I don't really like them though, so I was never going to be like, oh my god, they're amazing. They're all right. I just think he kind of doesn't really sing, does he? He just kind of, it's almost like spoken word. It's weird.
I'd love to have his voice.
Would you?
Yeah, it's so deep and cool.
Now, to undermine the purpose of the backdrop, we are close and we are very happy to be here with you all tonight.
sing? Yeah, there is some spoken word bit, so he does sing.
Do you realise they're all so old, though? Like, the rest of the band?
Oh, they are, yeah, they...
Are, like, proper...
They are looking really old now. I mean, they've been going since 91, I think. Enjoyed it. They did a couple of my favorites, but they didn't actually, they did one that I forgot to mention, which was Barbarella. But yeah, I've lost my train of thought again now. They didn't do Willie Nelson, who smokes killer weed. They didn't do Firebird. But they did, as I said, Barbarella. And they didn't do Fortunate Son. Because I'm just walking. They did Electric Worry at the end. They did a lot of, well, because they're on a new album tour, so they did a lot of the new album. But as usual, I have no idea what any of it's called.
Oh. Well, you can just.
We're going to have to sit here for an hour for your car to heat up, aren't we?
You can just wait a bit until tomorrow, until they put the set list up, and then you could. Artfully spliced it in and read it out and pretend like you knew what you're talking about.
That's a good point.
I know.
Yeah. Ooh. Excuse me, I'm really hungry now.
Well, look, do you want my screen to defrost or what?
Oh, yeah, well, I'll have to pause this then.
We value your feedback.
What's someone buy a car for a hat? That's good feedback. We made it back to the tent, and you buggered off anyway. So, luckily, as we were driving home, they posted up the set list. So, you lucky people get to sit and listen to me go through the set list now.
Yeah. Swift, 1973, Galaxy 504. Other way, Charles Green. Gotta go. Dark Swift, 1973, top down, Chester, low. Penalty, light drive. Jesus on the dance floor. G-minus whenever it feels right. Galaxy 504. Planets alive. A G is born.
Sorry, I'm on my iPad. It's going to take me forever just to scroll through.
Thank you very much, everybody.
There it is. So, we had Red Alert, Nosferatu, 12 ounces, Struck Down, X-Ray Visions, which was on my list of ones that I wanted to see, Mountain of Bone, Quick Death, Rats, Earth Rocker, Space Grass, everybody else with me with this, 50,000. Now, Barbarella, which wasn't on my list of things to listen to until they started playing it, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Barbarella. Hello.
Speaking of liquor, I think the last thing I said to you last night was, have you seen that bottle of scotch? If I say that again tonight, just punch me right in my face. It's the same end result.
writing your new stuff?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Mercy Brown, Abraham Lincoln, Impetuous with Jim Bob. I had no fucking clue who Jim Bob was.
Yes, it sounds slightly hillbilly.
And he was huge.
Just occurred to me about halfway through that song, Mercy Brown was a historical character, a real person in Rhode Island, and the name of the town that she was born and died in was Exeter. So it's come full circle. I'm sure it was named after this place. Exeter, Rhode Island, the best thing to go for it is Mercy Brown's grave. Thanks for watching the History Channel.
Tall.
Was he not from the other band?
No, because no, he wasn't in any of the other bands. We'll have to look him up in a minute. Slaughter Beach.
Alright, we're gonna do an old number. One of the very first songs we ever wrote together as a band. And we're gonna do it with a little help from our friend Jim Bob Isaac, who's gonna join me on vocals. Let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Jim Bob Isaac.
Regulator, which I liked as well. I forgot about that one. And then, whatchamacallit?
Excellent. Welcome. Still with us? I suppose so.
Thank you. Encore. Hot Bottom Feeder, Electric Worry, yay, and Wolfman. So that's your set list. Let's find out who this JB is, shall we?
I take it you're going to cut out all this dead air.
Okay. That would mean editing, and I do enough editing as it is.
Do you, though?
Yeah. It's just all bringing me up Jim Bob from bloody... The Waltons.
Don't
think
it was him.
No. Anyway. So, yeah. Would you see Clutch again?
Twice now, I feel like that's enough.
Well, I know, I would say no because we're not going into any more shows.
Would you see Clutch again?
Yes. How far would you go to see Clutch?
Well, I barely went to Exeter up the road. So
that's true.
Literally a 5-minute drive and I nearly wimped out.
That's true.
Nearly could not be asked. How far would you go?
I might go all the way to Cardiff.
I knew you'd say Cardiff.
Only because we've got two shows coming up in Cardiff.
Two?
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, maybe one or two for me. Two for me. Maybe one or two for you.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, that was it. So many old guys with beards and check shirts.
I've never seen so many check shirts in one place before.
No, not even in a shop where they sell them.
It was distressing.
I should have put my hair in a man bun.
Like your bandmate that was there tonight was like.
You mean Dave?
Oh, well, I wasn't going
to
name him.
Well, nobody listens to this.
You know, he's like, oh, I think I saw you. Well, no, because every man in this room looks exactly the same as Ollie.
I think he was being cheeky because he was sat.
Yeah. Well, he had the right idea.
Yeah. So that was Clutch in Exeter. Coming up next. I'm off down to Torquay to see Bowling for Soup, which is a rescheduled show from fucking April, I think it was.
It was rescheduled twice, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the first one was the pandemic, then it was rescheduled because apparently something was up with the venue, and then they're back here in December. Actually, we might have a new guest host on.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe, if I could be bothered to do one. But you might not be going, because you might not want to bother.
Basically, yeah.
I don't know if anyone can hear you in the other room.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's things to do.
I know. I could at least put the kettle on.
What? Oh, yeah, right. You'd moan at me. Oh, so noisy. Right, I'll put the kettle on then.
Put the kettle on.
Right.
So, come and join us on the Facebook group at Facebook. Every time.
See, you're moaning.
Come and join us on the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thepunkrockskunkpodcast. You can also find me on my other podcast, which isn't going to die, The Bad Movie Club. And you can find that on the Bad Movie Club podcast at gmail.com. That's the email. Don't know why I said it like that. But we're on Facebook as well. And we're on Spreaker. You can find us everywhere. Just search. Stop staring at me.
If people even still use Facebook here, shouldn't you be TikToking?
I could do a TikTok. I don't know what of.
I dread to think. Okay, cool.
So you didn't put the kettle on?
Oh, yeah, I did. Not for it.
Fucking woman. So, yeah. Yeah, where me and my three mates do a podcast about movies that we randomly pick on Amazon Prime. Anything to plug?
No.
So that's it from me and her.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, then, sir.
Thank you.
In case you didn't know where you were. I don't know why I made it. There we are, all day long. That's it for Tiger Cub. Quit long, everybody. Come on now.
Oh!